Tuesday night, or the Gimel Iyar, called Chasfiras Omer. So there's some dinim, you know, it says like a kol tolav imazal afilu sefer Torah shebehechol, that some sifrei Torah, they have mazal, they get picked, they pick them to read. So similarly, some dinim have mazal, and everybody knows that din. And sometimes when you examine it, it's not necessarily the case. One of those such dinim is if someone asks you what's tonight in the Sfira, so everybody knows, you don't say 18. You say last night was 17. And but it's not really at all clear why it should be that way. It's true the Shulchan Aruch says it. That's one good reason. Shulchan Aruch says even if you're asked Bein Hashmashos, what's tonight in Sfira? So you should say yesterday was such and such. So the Shulchan Aruch says, because if you say today is such and such, so you would not be able to count with a bracha that night anymore, because maybe you were Yotzei. So therefore you should say yesterday. So there's a few points here. First of all, if you don't say today and you just say a number, that's certainly not a problem. So if somebody asks you what's tonight in the Sfira, you could say 18. As long as you don't say tonight's 18. That's first of all. Second of all, once you hit the weeks, once it's past 6 days, so the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mishnah Berurah says that once you hit the weeks, then you could say even today's 18, because if you didn't say Shehem, so it's vaita means you don't. It's clear you don't mean to be spheres, to make spheres omer. Meaning l'chayre means it's like you have kavana not to be yotzei. I mean the Shar HaTzion says that would only be at the end of a week, where the counting of the weeks is le'ikuva. Right at the end of the week, the counting of the weeks, where you say shehem shavua echad, shehem shnei shavuos, shehem shlosha shavuos, etc. At day number 7, 14, 21, 28, etc., then there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. That we say, for example, tonight, we say Shehem 2 weeks and 4 days, so that's a minig. That's a minig. That's just we do that, but that's not called counting weeks. So this thing that once you hit the weeks, you could say tonight's 18, the Shar HaTzion is not so clear about that. He says maybe that's only at the end of the week, where there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. Others say that no, it means that since that's the normal way of counting, so once you just say tonight's 18, so it's like kavona not to be yotzei. It's like kavona not to be yotzei. You know, the din is based on the fact that Sfiras Omer is the Rabbonon, and let's go back. What is the din of the Shulchan Aruch based on? You obviously don't mean to say Sfira. So the din of the Shulchan Aruch is based on that Sfiras Omer is the Rabbanon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. And it's based on holding that in a mitzvah the Rabbanon, mitzvahs ain't Sfichas Kavana. That's what it's based on. That's why you got a problem if you say tonight's 18. But But for example, if Sfiras Omer would be Dioraisa, or if you would hold that even if in a mitzvah Dirabona, mitzvah Sfichas Kavana, which many hold, then it's a non-issue. Once you hit the weeks, it's a non-issue. If you don't say tonight, it's a non-issue. Many call into question the whole din, because he certainly doesn't mean Sfira, and it's such an umdana that he doesn't mean to be Yotze the mitzvah of Sfira with answering his friend's question, that it would be like kavona not to be yotzei, which everybody holds you're not yotzei if you have kavona not to be yotzei. So there's all these questions on the Shulchan Aruch, like why does he say what he says? And therefore the Achronim really say they're very puzzled by the Shulchan Aruch. It's shver for so many reasons. We just listed a whole bunch of them, and therefore they say, well, it's difficult to go against the Shulchan Aruch. even though there's all these svaras against it, but to go and make a bracha against the Shulchan Aruch, that's a difficult thing to do. But make sure that your yotzei, that if this happens to you, that you should listen to someone else's bracha and be yotzei with that person, because the Shulchan Aruch really is a puzzle. Okay.